Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music. And today is Sunday, June 24th, 2018, the Feast of St. John, which in the Russian homeland is also called Yan Kupala, Sobitka, and Ivan Den. The summer months for the Russians represented the most intensive work in the fields, and the central festival of the summer period was connected with St. John's Day, which is today, the 24th of June. It was the summer solstice festival occurring when the sun reached its highest point and resulting in the year's longest day and shortest night. It was also the highest point for the crops, signaling the arrival of the most important event in the peasants' year-round schedule, the harvest. Many mystical practices happened during this time of the year. Women and girls would collect various herbs before sunrise, have them consecrated in church, and would keep them in their households until the next year. Plants were hung near icons, and since they were believed to have magical powers, the herbs would be used for both medicinal and magical rites. Sometimes these St. John's herbs would be tied with a whip in the hope that the symbolic gesture would help keep the cattle in the pasture together. We're going to start off today's program by playing a song by Verkhovina, which starts off the St. John's festivities, and this is called Oy Kupalo, Roz Kupalo.
Oy Kupalo, Roz Kupalo, Vnosna Volitsa, Yopalo,
The eve of St. John's Day was a special day for the boys and girls of the village. They would meet in a particular place, usually a hill above the village, where they would make a bonfire, sing songs connected with St. John's Day, dance, and generally make merry. This custom known as sobitka was most widespread in the western part of the Prešov region. In the village of Jakubiane, near the district town of Stara Ljubovnja, the custom is alive even today. The local boys dip torches in pitch, light them, then walk with them to the nearest hills, where they start several imposing bonfires. Soon thereafter, they are joined by village girls, bringing each a bundle of straw with which to feed the fire. The ring of bonfires surrounding the village offers a truly unforgettable sight. In some villages in the past, the bonfires were used also for burning discarded objects, such as birch rods, baskets, straws, and so on, in a symbolic purification of old habits. Also burned in the bonfires were last year's St. John's herbs. The sobitka celebration in the village of Kružljo, near Bardejo, also included the interesting custom of rolling a burning wheel wrapped in straw down to the village in a symbolic imitation of the movement of the sun. Next, we go to Jakubiane to their St. John's celebration, and this is called Navšia Toho Jana.
Už prišli chlopci. Ta poďme preskakovatý sobotko, bo smotie, aké už veľké ohni. Bo hnes najdolšia noč, hnes švatoho Jána.
Even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Rusyn Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, rusynradio@c-rs.org. rusynradio@c-rs.org.
Старого дому троме братца іду до білого швета, чише гаразду. Плака на маці облап'я і бошка у стареньке руки. bila jej hustočka. Deci mojo miluji, šom nas ohabijace u tim starim dome i vi mesta mace. Снігим оце стиснуті мугами перед трома синами заплакав шегами Гарлему слізі очі муше швіця жалосно їм оце Обочкує ліца, дзеці мойо мілі, до швета ідзеце, не забудзе нігда, зровні місце хлеце. Пісенко чекаю от своїх наймілших з далекого краю. Тим старим доме нікого не маме, от вас лєм пісенко кожний день чекаме. От своїх наймілших у далеким швеце не забудзе нігда зровні місце хвеце. От своїх наймілших у далеким швеце не забудзе нігда
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life, GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, gcuusa.com. You can also get information about Byzantine Catholic Family Day, also known as Ruski Den, sponsored by the GCU on Thursday, July 26th at Kennywood Park, by logging onto their webpage, gcuusa.com, gcuusa.com, or give them a call at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. 4428. The New Jersey chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society presents The Origins of Carpatho-Russians. Are we Vikings or Cossacks? This presentation by Dr. Paul Best will take place Saturday, June 30th at 1:30 p.m. at the Wayne Public Library, 461 Valley Road in Wayne, New Jersey. Dr. Paul Best, director of the Carpathian Institute, president of the LEMCO Association, and president of the New England chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society, will discuss the question of the origins of Carpatho-Russians. Are we Vikings or Cossacks? Some members have supposed that the population of the Carpathian Mountains in Central Europe is of a rather exotic source. They will talk about it. This is the New Jersey chapter's presentation, The Origins of Carpatho-Russians, Are We Vikings or Cossacks? By Dr. Paul Best, Saturday, June 30th at 1:30 p.m. at the Wayne Public Library in Wayne, New Jersey. For more information, contact Dorothy at area code 201-891-4151. That's Dorothy, 201-891-4151.
Thank you.
Carpathia-Russian Society will be holding elections for its national board of directors this year and are looking for candidates who can lead the organization. If you or someone you know would be a good candidate, then consider being a nominee for this year's elections. Positions up for re-election or election this year are president, vice president, recording secretary, chief financial officer, chief financial administrator, chief information officer, and 6 trustee positions. If you are interested in having your name placed on the ballot for this year's Carpathia-Russian Society elections, you must notify the nominating committee by 11:59 p.m. on September 8th of this year. And how can you do that? You can email this address, membership@c-rs.org. membership@c-rs.org, or you can send mail to Carpathia-Russian Society, Attention Nominations Committee, 915 Dixon Street, Munhall, Pennsylvania, 15120. Carpathia-Russian Society, Attention Nominations Committee, 915 Dixon Street, Munhall, Pennsylvania, 15120. Or call the Carpathia-Russian Society at area code 412-567-3077. 412-567-3077. Cleveland chapter of the Carpathia-Russian Society presents Persecution Suffered by Russians in Slovakia During World War II and Afterwards. This will take place on Thursday, July 12th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Parma Snow Library, 2121 Snow Road in Parma, Ohio. Father Peter Borza, a university professor and a Catholic priest, is very knowledgeable about the Soviet persecution of Russians in Slovakia, especially the 3 Greek Catholic bishops. Father Borza will give a presentation about the persecution suffered by Russians during and after World War II. So that is the Cleveland Chapter's event on Thursday, July 12th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Parma Snow Library in Parma, Ohio. For more information, please call area code 440-331-3856. 440-331-3856. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. We finished today's broadcast with Ivan Čižmar with Joj Mamo. Thank you for joining me today, and please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tuzhden. Z Bohom.
Oi, mamo, oi, mamo, ženil bym se ja. Oi, synu, ne žente se ja. Oi, mamo, šuna je, oi, synu, bredka je. Oi, mamo, oi, mamo, ženil bym se ja. Oi, mamo, matko rodu. Oi, synu, dla mnie swoju. Oi, mamo, szunaje. Oi, synu, brykaje. Oi, mamo, żenił bym się. Oi, mamo, szunaje. Oi, synu, brykaje. Oi, mamo, żenił bym się. Mamo, oi mamo, materinu. Oi synu, materinu. Oi mamo, shunaje. Oi synu, brykaje. Oi mamo, ženil bym się. Oi mamo, shunaje. Oi synu, brykaje. Oi mamo, ženil bym się.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Думаємо, що я вам любив наш нічний програм. Pozivamo vas slušati sljedeću nedjelju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT
na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i zbogom.